Hello everybody, today we opened a meeting for the problem of parking. And some staff reflect the problem that they have not enough, they can't park in the manager car place. And everybody, they go to work, they need to park far from the bank. And it is a waste of money and a waste of time. And some staff suggest that we should open the car park for all the staff and managers. So what's your opinion about this suggestion? Qifei?
I agree. Yeah, it's a good suggestion. I think so. So we can follow this idea to do.
What should we do about?
Yeah, I think so. I think our managers, because the parking area of our managers is quite enough, so I think we should provide our area to the other working staffs.
So what do you think the staffing is reasonable?
Yeah.
What about you?
I think for managers, because they need to work from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so they maybe need their own place to park their cars. And not every staff in our company has the cars, so maybe we should make a record that everybody who has a car or not, and give them some place to park their cars to car park. But I think also need to keep some place for the managers.
What about you, Chen?
Wang Miao's suggestion is quite good. As a financial manager, our company doesn't have enough money for open another car park. So I think we should call everybody and vote for it. As for myself, I agree with this suggestion, employee's suggestion.
You agree with me and Chief's suggestions? Agree. For some places, a manager's area to other staffs? You mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we need to deal with this problem. And I have a suggestion. This car park maybe have enough space. I make decision. This car park place is enough for all the staff and managers, and it's free parking for managers. And some staff, if they want to park in this car park, they should buy the. Car park
permission
from you, financial manager, and every week they need to you decide the price, and our car park will open 20 hours a day and 7 days a week.
Okay. How about 1/3? The price 1/3.
1/3. Okay. No problem.
Okay. That's good. Fantastic.
There has a problem. It's like because I'm the human resource managers, and we just pay for our employees, and they work for us, and this is their. We need to do some service for them. It's not they always do something for us. So I think the car park need to be free. Not always think about the money for the company. So I think you just give their free ticket, not for the money.
Yeah, I know. Some staff only sign contract with the bank, and we pay the money, and they do service for me.
I think
our car park permission price is much lower than than outside parking. Maybe one third of time, 70% off than car park, park outside. So I think it's reasonable. So if they park free at the manager's, the manager will be, maybe feel not fair. So that's all. Thank you.
Hello everyone, today we have the meeting and talk discuss about the bad weathers during this winters. And as we know, this winters always be have some very bad weathers. So some staff just suggest that the company should, our company should allow them to stay at home on such days without no loss of the pay. So how about your opinions about
them? It's terrible. Sometimes in winter it snow and wind and rain. Actually, it's not really matter so whether they can go to their to do job. I think if someone do not cannot get to work that day, that can be a holiday. They need to tell the manager they want to stay at home today, and they will not get a reward today.
So, how do you think about the pay? Like, do we need to pay them for
no,
that kind of
thing? No, we can't pay them because they did not work for us. So we cannot pay them.
Chibi, how about your opinion?
I think every staff of the company should go to work on time. And no matter what about the weather, you know, every company have their rules. And everybody should follow it and should follow these rules. If just the problem of weather, you refuse to go to work, although you have get any money from company, I think it's very big issue and big problem for our company arrangement.
What do you think if they go to work on their way to work and get some dangerous, so maybe hurt some place of their body, so should our company pay for them?
Of course, it's about insurance, and the company have a responsibility for every staff. So if staff get some injuries on their way to company, so they can get some medicine fees or something else. Okay.
So, Chino, you are the financial managers. What do you think about this question?
I think for a company, a cultural background is quite important. So if you really love this company, no matter how hard it is, you will come, isn't it? But for some particular situation, it's if it is really hard, you could stay at home. But of course, there's no pay for them. Because they will consider money is more important or the weather is more important. They can make it more balanced. They can have a choice. So if we pay the money for those staff who stay at home in a bad weather, everybody will follow them. Even there's not very hard, they will stay at home. And they will say, oh, it's really hard, we can't go there.
Okay, see. So, Zhang Guifeng, how about you?
Generally speaking, I agree with Quan Long, because I think workers in our company should follow our company's rules and go to work on time. But because of the bad weather, I think some of them didn't come to our company for their work due to the bad weather. I think it is reasonable. We should understand them, and but I think there's no pay for them. Yeah, because our company should make a balance on our money, our profit, company's profit, and also the staff's healthy.
Okay. I just make the decisions about these questions. Firstly, I think I agree with all of you. It's like if the if them stay at home on the bad weather, there's no pay for them. And but if they want to go to work, and they can go in the bad weather, but there's problem is like if the in the bad weather the staff don't want to go, they need to email to the human resource office and make us know they cannot go, and we can manage it, their works to other people to do it. And then, yeah, this is my opinion about that. Do both all of you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Our topic here is about smoking. As far as we know, the company banned smoking from all offices 1 year ago. Some smokers now go out of the building to smoke. Because of this, so some staff think that it's quite they should spend some time to go out to smoke, and then they seem to return to their office. As a result, some staff think that we should provide smoking areas in the company. Do you have any opinions about this?
Absolutely. I agree with the banning for the smoking for two reasons. The first one is our company don't have enough money for providing the smoking area. It's almost cost us £5 million 1 year. So it's quite a big task. And the second one is, I think smoking will damage our company's spirit.
You mean the environment?
Yeah.
We should have a good working environment.
Yeah, we should unify our whole company as one symbol.
Okay.
For example, everyone should wear a T-shirt. They can't come to company with variety of clothing. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
But I have another opinion about this. I think
build a... So you have the opposite opinions against the channel's suggestions.
Basically, it's alright. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think build a smoking area is very necessary for our smokers. Because, you know...
It's quite expensive, you know.
I think it's not very expensive. Just in a special room, no any other buildings built fees. So you can just get some fans on the window, and the smoker just can smoke in there. And and after that they can go back to work as soon as possible. Mm. It save times and it's good for smokers. That's my idea.
I have something to say. You mentioned the cost is not quite expensive. It's wrong. You know, our company have 500 staff, and half of them are men. And so from our statistic, if we provide smoking area, we should pay 500 million pounds 1 year.
Why so much?
It's from statistic. It's no way.
But I think, in my opinion, I think like for their smokers, because I think smoke is very important for them, and is they and like. When they smoke, they think they get more fresh air, and they can maybe have more ideas for our companies. But you think it's more expensive, and do you think maybe we just have a very small place, like beside or in the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
How about do agree? It's like so it can like save money and also the smokers can smoke.
To be honest, money is not a big case. I think the most significant thing is it damaged our company's spirit.
I think it's difficult to forbid the smokers to change the habit of smoking, and sometimes if we build a special house for smokers smoking, and maybe the woman will require a room to take care of the baby. So if we build a house for smoking and another kindergarten will build in this company, so I suggest that if someone wants to smoke and can't bear it, they can go to the roof of this building. I enjoy their smoke at any time. And sometimes we can make a rule that some smokers can smoke one time in the morning and one time in the afternoon, including the time for lunch. So what's your opinion?
Okay, according to your opinions, I think we shouldn't provide another smoking areas in the company because considering the money, our company's money. I think Wang Miao's suggestion and your Zhang Yichao's suggestion is quite good because smoking for male officers is very natural, I think. It's also a relaxing way. So I think some smokers really want to smoke. They can go to a toilet or the roofs upstairs. I think it's quite good. But actually, we can't have enough money to provide another area. So that's our decision. Thank you.
最后是剑还是不剑？啊？Hi, everybody. Today, we will talk about some issues recently always happen in our company. It's about risk abuse. Because a lot of workers just complain. Some fairmen always give them radical abuse and not very very pleasant to them. So the workers feel very angry and do not satisfy with the foreman. And but the foreman The foreman didn't accept this responsibility and said himself did this and ruled his workers. So, everybody, do any suggestion to investigate this problem?
In my opinion, because when we explore some people to our company, and when we interview them, and I think they cannot somebody or just recognize abuse other workers. It's very important for our company's culture background. When we're in the same level, it's nobody who is under the others. So I think this person need to be fired, in my opinion. But maybe he worked very well, but it's not our company needed. So this is my opinion.
Okay, and
everybody should be equal. I quite agree with Wang Miao's suggestion. Okay, that's all.
The same with Quan Long and Wang Miao's suggestion. We should admire every person who make contribution to our company, and absolutely, the foreman's action is wrong. And imagine if you go to Africa and the African people will not find you and do some rude action to you, and the same the work for us, and they also want to get the same right and the same pay from this company as a white man, I think you need to criticize them and forbid this thing to happen again.
Yeah, good suggestions. And I basically agree the ideas.
I think so. Everyone should be fair and equal with each other. We also, our company need a good environment and have a good relationship with each other. But include both managers and working staffs, I think. And I think this foreman should be fired. And I gave a suggestion to the human resource managers. When they employ the employers to our company, she should in charge of his responsibility and choose the best person who has a good politeness and a good should take care about their relations. Thank you.
Okay, I think everyone have the good suggestion and ideas about these issues. Basically, I will deeply investigate this problem. And when we found this in this fire who is a fireman, and I think we will fire him and let him to apologize to the workers. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Someone complained last night. We hold a New Year party for the children for all the employees every year, and it is quite expensive. So people suggest us to spend the money on the children to a local orphanage. So what's your opinion?
So I think if we hold a New Year party and let the staff and manager to take their children to attend the party, and that will make the cash the staff and the manager happy. And if they have the happy heart, and they will try their best to work and make their great effort to the company. So I think holding a New Year's party is not very expensive, and you should take it into consideration.
Okay, that's
so
interesting.
I basically agree with Zhang Yichao said, and I think this money will not, and the company have no any duty to pay for this party. This should be given to the local orange hair where the children have very little. Okay, move on. Let's go.
I think it's a quite good idea to hold a New Year party for the children of all the employees. But I think consider the money of our company. I think if we hold the party, we should choose to selling the ticket for their children for the children's. Each employee should buy the ticket for their children's to come this party. But also, this is not only to make a good relationship with employees and a good communication with each other. But also we didn't spend a lot of money about it. Okay, that's my suggestion.
In my opinion, I don't think we need to give the present to the children of all the employees. It's like we just hold a New Year's party and everyone go to the party, just have fun. That is very important.
Things
for the parties, what we need to do. And if we want to give the children some present, like we can play some games during the party and they can just enjoy it, join in it, and then they can earn the present by themselves. And if the other children didn't get the present, that is their business, it's not for us. So I think that is a best way to do it.
Okay, thank you. So my decision is from our finance report, it shows us we can offer the both. So because we earned extra money from the car parking, bad weather, and the smoking. So there's no other questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.